You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every week, we have someone tell us their story about how they see money. This week, a writer and journalist talks about the money advice she ignored and the money advice she kept.
My name is Simran Sethi. I'm a writer currently working on a book on the loss of biodiversity in food. I was born in Germany, and my parents and I immigrated to the United States when I was just a few months old. Then we moved to the South from the D.C. metro area when I was six. And I'm of Indian origin, so we'd go back to India with some frequency. So my upbringing was one that made for a really rich experience. I was always acutely aware from a very young age of the value of money and the value of hard work. You know, my father was born in what's now Pakistan during partition. It was once India and now it's been separated, but he and his family had to walk from Pakistan to India. And his father owned a shop, which meant that they left everything behind. And the route for my father out of poverty was education. So I kid you not that from the age of five, my father was already talking about Ivy League schools, and he was already laying out my professions for me. I would say 99% of the Indians listening to your, you know, program can agree, like, you get five choices. You can be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, a teacher, or somebody involved in religion. It was kind of a repetitive refrain that marks my childhood from ages five to probably, I don't know, 15 or so. You're going to an Ivy League school and you're going to be one of these things. And I had settled on either anesthesiologist or attorney because I think I'd watched a lot of L.A. Law. But what I loved in high school was working in a record store, and I loved music. And when I was in my first year of college, I was offered an internship at MTV News. They were starting a documentary division. So what would have been the first semester of my sophomore year became an internship at MTV News for their documentary division. And my father couldn't make sense of it. At first, he was like, wait, what? Now I wasn't, you know, following the rules, right? Up until this point, I had done my part. You know, I had grown into the woman that he had wanted me to be. And all of a sudden, I'm working at MTV. I mean, there are a bunch of, like, women dancing around scantily clad on MTV. Like, what is this? You know, who does this? But there was a flash of pride when he saw my name in the credits. I mean, it's quite a lovely thing to have your parents watch rockumentaries just to see your little name show up at the very bottom in a super small font. I didn't really fit the career mold that my father had created for myself, but I imbue and I live out all the values that he wanted me to kind of manifest within my career. So that sense of responsibility and that sense of accountability has existed in every job I've ever had. Most of my jobs have been freelance, and most haven't come with benefits or pension plans or any of that. But what I have managed to do is save a fair amount of money and really max out the times or take full advantage of the times when I did have a 401k. That is what every single one of those lessons, to save money, to work hard, to plan for the future, have stayed with me now. If I didn't have that financial cushion, I wouldn't be able to do what it is that's important to me and what it is that I love.
Simran Sethi is working on a book about the loss of biodiversity in food. She's also an associate at the University of Melbourne's Sustainable Society Institute in Australia.